My brothers and sisters in Christ, happy feast of St. Lawrence, deacon and martyr. We thank God for the gift of all of our deacons, especially Deacon Randy. He's up here helping us out at Mass every day, getting the sacristy ready. The deacons are so important to the church. They're the servants of God. And it says, Jesus says in the gospel today, the Father will honor whoever serves me, whoever's a deacon. And in a certain sense, we all need to do that. To be servants of Christ, and hopefully to do that with great cheerfulness. Be always ready to serve the Lord and to know that He's blessing us, whether we can see the blessings or not. To continue to give ourselves to Him, give our hearts to Him, and work for Him. And of course, we know the famous story of St. Lawrence, that he was cheerful even unto death. God loves a cheerful giver, a person who gives their life cheerfully. And as he was dying, being burned at the stake, he said, "You can turn me over, I'm done on this side." He was joking even to the point of his death, because he was sincerely happy to give his life to God. You might ask, how could I be cheerful even to the point of death? How could I allow my flesh to be burned at the stake and still be happy? Sounds like the most miserable thing that could ever happen to me in my life. And the secret in the heart of St. Lawrence is that he was happy to give because he knew that he was working for the poor. He cared for the poor. And he knew that God gives lavishly to the poor. That he himself died for those who are poor, keeping his eyes always on Christ, dying for love of us, allowing himself to become poor even though he was rich. St. Lawrence saw this, how he cared for the poor, and heard of it and took it to heart. And so the way that he was able to give cheerfully is because he was making himself poor. He was saying, God must increase. He must be made known to his people. He must be given to his people. I will do everything to make that happen, to facilitate that. I'll do everything to serve him. And because he did that, he had that attitude of serving the poor. He was able to do sacrificial things cheerfully. And so let's pray for that grace to be able to do the work of God, to be his deacons, to be his servants, cheerfully giving ourselves totally to him. There is nothing lacking for those who give everything to God. He will take care of everything. And so we get to receive him at this Holy Mass in the Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him and to give him cheerfully to all those who come to us in need.